As voters head to the polls today, some are reporting problems, ranging from intimidation to not being allowed to bring a dog inside the polling place. Conservative groups are mobilizing to fight voter fraud. They're concerned undocumented immigrants and others will vote illegally. But voting rights organizations worry that Tea Party-affiliated groups are scaring away legitimate voters and targeting minorities. FSRN's Jacob Fenston has been following developments from Washington. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Leanne.
So, Jacob, there are some states like New York who have switched from paper ballots to electronic voting for the first time this year. Some of the states have used them in multiple elections, but still have problems. Are we seeing instances of problems at the polls with voting machines or with the institution itself?
Well, it might be a little bit too early to tell, but there was a lot of concern about New York, where in September during the primaries, it was sort of a disaster. The polls opened late. A lot of the poll workers weren't trained. Thousands of poll workers weren't trained properly to use the new machines. But this time around, it seems like things are going more smoothly. There's been some confusion. Some longtime voters were not appearing on the rolls. There was confusion over how to register, but it looked like the machines themselves were working. In North Carolina, there has been an issue with touchscreen voting machines, and this started during early voting. Republican voters were claiming that their votes got switched to Democrats. And what was happening, according to the GOP, is that if you pressed in between the two candidates on the screen, it would default to the top candidate, which happened to be a Democrat. So votes were going to Democrats that were supposed to be Republicans. The Republican Party sued the state election board, and now the election board is requiring that poll workers actually warn every voter about this problem and to be careful when they're selecting their vote and to double check that they got the right one.
We also hear about instances of fraud and voter intimidation in each election. Any evidence that that's happening today?
There's been a lot of concern about conservative groups and groups affiliated with the Tea Party that they've been mobilizing supporters to go out and monitor polling places to protect against vote fraud, which is a big concern of theirs, especially with undocumented immigrants and just anyone who might not be registered to vote who's voting. I talked to Wendy Weiser at the Brennan Center at NYU, and she said this concern about vote fraud is actually really overblown.
That is something that almost never happens, and it's not because we haven't been looking for it. The Department of Justice had a multi-year program making this a top priority and came up with only a handful of cases where this kind of in-person voter fraud occurred. And we are not aware of any ballot security operations that was able to uncover any cases of voter fraud with these kinds of poll watching and challenger operations.
A couple weeks ago, there was an ad in Nevada that received a lot of attention that encouraged Latinos to stay home and not vote. People were really fearful of the repercussions of that advertisement. Is there anything like that, any sort of voter intimidation or misinformation going out?
Yes, and this has been going on. This started again, started during early voting, and it's been going on in a lot of different places around the country, especially with robocalls, which in Kansas, there have been robocalls going out reminding people to vote on November 3rd, which is, of course, the day after elections. And it was also telling them to bring ID and proof of home ownership. So that was obviously targeting, you know, lower income people who don't own homes and wouldn't have that proof. This information, a lot of this information is coming from a hotline that was set up by a coalition of voting rights groups. Barbara Arnwine with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights said this whole misinformation campaign is really a systematic attempt to disenfranchise voters. She said even her mother got one of these calls.
I'm in Maryland and my mother received a call in Maryland telling her that she was such a great loyal voter that she could vote on the internet or by telephone. And when I walked in the house that evening, she said, Barbara, that can't be right, is it? And I said, of course not.
Another problem is there have been reports of people being turned away from polls because they don't have an ID. And some states do require you to have a photo ID or some kind of ID, but a lot of states don't. And there have been reports of people in Illinois, for example, being turned away in predominantly African-American districts because they didn't have a photo ID, which actually isn't required. And there were similar reports around the country.
Jacob Fenston, following these developments from Washington, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Leanne.